Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 11th and the whole week ahead. The moon is in Virgo, but squared to Saturn, your ruler, and trine, good aspect to Pluto, in your sign. What does this mean? Well, it just means one of those hot and cold days. One minute things are passionate and good and fine, and the next minute cold and standoffish and diffident. So what are you going to do today? Just steer clear of people who get on your wick. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury is going to leave the sign of Taurus, because Taurus is an earth sign like you, so there are certain things that you need to come to terms with, especially when it comes to a younger person, probably a teenager more than a child, but nonetheless a youth. If you want things to work out for them, and also for you and them together, then you're going to have to either read them the riot act or realise that you've got to be more disciplined with them than you currently are. And here's your Monday stars. The moon's in Libra. Libra as a sign for you is about your career and all things to do with your professional life. So the next 3 days, you really should concentrate on your career. Now, the clue is with Mercury. Mercury is the great communicator. So if you're looking for a career change, if you want career answers, in fact, anything to do with your career, you need to raise the questions now. If you're looking for a new outlet when it comes to your career, then get off application forms now. Here's your Tuesday stars. It's more career. I mean, I said that to you yesterday. The next 3 days, well, now you're into your second day, is concentrating on career and career matters. But the square to Pluto currently in your sign is not good. And I'll tell you why it's not good is because you're tending to stick to old habits. Old habits die hard, but die they must, because you are not going to make a mark in your career if you continue to do the things that are habitual and quite honestly negative. You need to get a life. Here's your Wednesday stars, the final career day from this little batch. Now, the energy comes from the moon in this placement. First thing, be very aware that there could be turmoil or trouble around your home or family life that could throw you off course. Luckily enough, later on in the day is the day to do business, because then things are much more settled and calm and charming, and that's what you need to get the best out of you and your career expectations. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, now that the moon has moved into Scorpio, you can start to begin to look long-term when it comes to your life. We all savour and build up our hopes, wishes and dreams for the future, and that's what you must do now. You must look to the future. You must look long-term, because it's only by setting your sights now that you'll be able to start to live with hope and expectation that things can only get better. Here's your Friday stars. How lovely. Venus, the goddess of love and beauty, moves into your house of relationships. That's her natural house. You can check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life, Venus in the Seventh. And when Venus moves into Cancer, which she does today, the next few weeks are filled with love. If you've got no one in your life, then put the feelers out now, because very soon you could well have someone by your side.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.